وسلم وبارك على
خيال الفلاح خيال الفلاح خيال الفلاح خيال الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله
أكبر الله أكبر الله الله أكبر سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك لا إله غيرك أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله اهدنا الصراط المستقيم الله أكبر سبحان ربي العظيم سبحان ربي العظيم رب الملك سمع الله لمن حمده اللهم ربنا ولك الحمد ملء السماوات وملء الأرض الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر وارحمنا الله أكبر سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين الله أكبر سبحان ربي العظيم سبحان ربي العظيم سبوح قدوس رب الملائكة سمع الله لمن حمده اللهم ربنا ولك الحمد الله أكبر سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى. الله أكبر.
الله اغفر لنا.
الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى. الله أكبر.
التحيات لله. السلامات والطيبات. السلام عليك يا نبي. السلام عليك. أشهد أن محمدا رسول
الله. الله أكبر.
بسم الله يا رب العالمين.
الله أكبر.
سبحان ربي العظيم.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
اللهم ربنا ولك الحمد ورضا نفسك.
الله أكبر.
سبحان ربي
الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى. اللهم كن لنا ولينا. الله أكبر.
اللهم اغفر لنا ورزقنا.
الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى. الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الله أكبر.
سبحان ربي العظيم. سبحان ربي العظيم. سبحان ربي.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
اللهم ربنا ولك الحمد.
الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى. الله أكبر.
اللهم اغفر لنا.
الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى. الله أكبر.
التحيات لله. الصلوات والسلام عليك يا رب.
اللهم بارك لنا
كما باركت على
وعلى آل إبراهيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. سبحان الله. الحمد لله. الله أكبر. الله لا يموت ولا يموت. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا. اللهم لا إله إلا أنت وحدك لا شريك لك. اللهم اغفر لنا مغفرة من عندك وارحمنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتون. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. الريحان Thank you.
Thank you. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا يزال بنيانهم الذين برويبة في قلوبهم إلا أن تقطع قلوبهم والله عليم حكيم. إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة. يقاتلون في سبيل الله فيقتلون ويقتلون وعدا عليه حقا في التوراة والإنجيل والقرآن. ومن أوفى بعهده من الله فاستبشروا ببيعكم الذي بايعتم به وذلك هو الفوز العظيم. التائب والعابد والحامدون السائحون الراكعون الساجدون الآمرون بالمعروف والناهون عن المنكر والحافظون لحدود الله. وبشر المؤمنين ما كان لنبي والذين آمنوا أن يستغفروا للمشركين ولو كانوا أولي قربى من بعد ما تبين لهم أنهم أصحاب الجحيم. صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسماء والطارق وما أدراك ما الطارق. النجم الثاقب إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ. والسماء والطارق وما أدراك ما الطارق. النجم الثاقب إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ. فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق خلق مما يدافق. يخرج من بين السلب والترائب إنه على وجهه لقادر. يوم تبلى السرائر فما له من قوة ولا ناصر. والسماء ذات الرجع والأرض ذات الصدع إنه لقول فصل وما هو بالهزل. إنهم يكيدون كيدا وأكيد كيدا. فمهل الكافرين أمهلهم رويدا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إليه يرد علم الساعة وما تخرج من ثمرات من أكمامها وما تحمل من أنثى ولا تدع إلا بعلمه. ويوم يناديهم أين شركائي قالوا آذناك ما منا من شهيد. وضل عنهم ما كانوا يدعون من قبل وظنوا ما لهم من مهيس. لا يسأم الإنسان من دعاء الخير وإن مسه الشر فيئوس كنوت. ولئن ذكنا رحمة منا من بعد ضراء مسته ليقولن هذا لي وما ظن هذا لي وما ظن الساعة قائمة. ولئن رجعت إلى ربي إن لي عنده للحسنى. فلننبئن الذين كفروا بما عملوا ولنذيقنهم من عذاب غليظ. وإذا أنعمنا للإنسان عرض ونأى بجانبه وإذا مس الشر فذو دعاء عريض. صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا لقوا الذين آمنوا قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا إلى شياطينهم قالوا إنا معكم إنما نحن مستهزئون. الله يستهزئ بهم ويمدهم في دنيانهم يعمهون. أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى فربي هذه جارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين. مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا فلما أضاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون. صم بكم عمي فهم لا يرجعون. أو كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق حذر الموت والله محيط بالكافرين. صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل من كان عدوا لجبريل فإنه نزله على قلبك بإذن الله مصدقا لما بين يديه وهدى وبشرى للمؤمنين. من كان عدوا لله وملائكته ورسله وجبريل وميكائيل فإن الله عدو الكافرين. ولقد أنزلنا إليك آيات بينات وما يكفر بها إلا الفاسقون. أوكلما آهدوا أحدا نبذه فريقا منهم بل أكثرهم لا يؤمنون. ولما جاءهم رسول من عند الله مصدقا لما معهم نبذ فريق من الذين أوتوا الكتاب كتاب الله وراء ظهورهم كأنهم لا يعلمون. واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين على ملك سليمان وما كفر سليمان ولكن الشياطين كفروا يعلمون الناس السحر ما أنزل على الملكين ببابل هاروت وماروت. صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب يقيمون الصلاة مما رزقهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون. أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم يهتدون. إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أنبتهم أم لم لا يؤمنون. ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم. ومن صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين سعوا في آياتنا معاجزين أولئك لهم عذاب من رجز أليم.
ويرى الذين أوتوا العلم الذي أنزل إليك من ربك هو الحق ويهدي إلى صراط العزيز الحميد. وقال الذين كفروا هل ندلكم على رجل ينبئكم إذا مزقتم كل ممزق إنكم لفي خلق جديد. أفترى على الله كذبا به جنة فللذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة في العذاب والضلال البعيد. أفلم يروا إلى ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم من السماء والأرض إن نشأ نخسف بهم الأرض أو نسقط عليهم كسفا من السماء إن في ذلك لآية لكل عبد منيب. ولقد آتينا داود منا فضلا يا جبال أوبي معه والطير وألنا له الحديد. أن اعمل سابغات وقدر في السرد واعملوا صالحا إني بما تعملون بصير.
صدق الله العظيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تعلیم شروع ہو رہی ہے، آگے آگے تشریف لے آئیں. تاریخ کا ایک سبق امام ابن ماجہ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ، حدیث کی ایک چھٹی کتاب، اوتھینٹک کتاب، اس کا نام ہے ابن ماجہ، اور یہ نام اس کتاب کا اسی وجہ سے ہے کہ اس کتاب کے مصنف کا نام امام ابن ماجہ ہے. آپ کا اسم گرامی محمد اور کنیت ابو عبداللہ، والد کا نام یزید تھا، ابن ماجہ سے مشہور ہیں. ماجہ آپ کے دادے کا نام تھا، جن کی طرف نسبت کرتے ہوئے آپ کو ابن ماجہ کہا جاتا ہے. آپ فن حدیث میں بڑے امام مانے جاتے ہیں. آپ نے اس سلسلے میں عراق، بصرہ، کوفہ، بغداد، مکہ، شام، مصر وغیرہ کے سفر کیے اور اس فن کے بڑے بڑے ماہر علماء سے علم حاصل کیا. آپ کی مختلف تصانیف میں سے ایک مشہور کتاب سنن ابن ماجہ ہے، جو 4000 حدیثوں پر مشتمل ہے اور صحاح ستہ میں سے ایک ہے، یعنی 6 حدیث کی کتابیں جو صحاح ستہ کہلاتی ہے، یعنی حدیث کی 6 کتابیں، ان میں اس کتاب کا شمار ہے. اور صحاح ستہ میں سے ایک ہے. آپ فرماتے ہیں کہ میں نے اس کتاب کو امام ابو زرعہ کے سامنے پیش کیا تو دیکھ کر فرمایا، مجھے اندیشہ ہے کہ اگر لوگوں کے ہاتھوں یہ کتاب آ گئی تو کہیں دوسری کتابیں نہ چھوڑ بیٹھیں. آپ نے عمر بھر حدیث و تفسیر کی خدمت انجام دی اور بالآخر رمضان المبارک کی 22 تاریخ کو، جو پیر کا دن تھا، سن ہجری 273 میں آپ کی وفات ہوئی.
رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا ایک معجزہ. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے حضرت عمر کو حکم دیا کہ قبیلہ مزینہ کے 400 سواروں کو سفر میں کھانے کے لیے کچھ سامان دے دو. قبیلہ مزینہ کے 400 سواروں کو سفر میں کھانے کے لیے کچھ سامان دے دو. حضرت عمر رضی اللہ عنہ نے عرض کیا, یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, میرے پاس تو کوئی ایسی چیز نہیں جو میں ان کو دوں. آپ نے فرمایا جاؤ تو صحیح. حضرت عمر ان لوگوں کو اپنے گھر لے گئے. گھر پر تھوڑے سے چھوارے رکھے ہوئے تھے, یعنی ڈرائی ڈیٹس, خشک کھجوریں, وہ ان لوگوں کے درمیان تقسیم کر دی. حضرت نعمان ابن مقرن فرماتے ہیں کہ تقسیم کے بعد بھی چھوارے جتنے تھے اتنے ہی باقی رہے. ایک فرض کے بارے میں سبق. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا, جسم کے ہر بال کے نیچے ناپاکی ہوتی ہے, لہذا تم بالوں کو دھویا کرو اور بدن کو اچھی طرح صاف کرو. یعنی جب انسان کو غسل کی حاجت ہو جاتی ہے تو غسل کی حاجت ہو جانے کی وجہ سے جسم کا ایک ایک بال متاثر ہو جاتا ہے, تو ہر بال کو دھونا ضروری, اس لیے کہ ہر بال متاثر ہوا ہے, ہر بال کے نیچے ناپاکی ہے. تو آپ نے فرمایا جسم کے ہر بال کے نیچے ناپاکی ہوتی ہے, لہذا تم بالوں کو دھوو اور بدن کو اچھی طرح صاف کرو. یعنی غسل کرو تو دونوں چیزیں دھونی ہے, بدن کو بھی دھو اور ملو, اور بال بھی دھونے ہیں جو بسن بدن پہ اگے ہوئے ہیں. سنت کے بارے میں رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یہ دعا فرماتے تھے, اللہم انی اسألک من کل خیر خزائنہ بیدک. اے اللہ, میں تجھ سے ان تمام بھلائیوں کا سوال کرتا ہوں جن کے خزانے تیرے قبضے میں ہے. اللہم انی اسألک من کل خیر خزائنہ بیدک. اے اللہ, میں تجھ سے ان تمام بھلائیوں کا سوال کرتا ہوں جن کے خزانے تیرے قبضے میں ہے. ایک اہم عمل کی فضیلت, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا, نماز میں قرآن شریف کی تلاوت نماز سے باہر کی تلاوت سے بہتر ہے. یعنی ایک آدمی قرآن پڑھتا ہے نماز کے خارج, نماز میں نہیں, دوسرا آدمی نماز کے اندر قرآن پڑھ رہا ہے, تو نماز کے اندر قرآن پڑھا ہوا یہ اس قرآن سے بہتر ہے جو نماز سے باہر یعنی غیر نماز میں پڑھا جا رہا ہو. آگے آپ نے فرمایا, اور نماز سے باہر کی تلاوت سبحان اللہ اور اللہ اکبر کی تسبیح پڑھنے سے افضل ہے. ایک آدمی قرآن پڑھتا ہے, دوسرا تسبیح پڑھتا ہے, تو کون بہتر ہے؟ تلاوت والا بہتر ہے. اور سبحان اللہ اور اللہ اکبر کی تسبیح صدقے سے افضل ہے, اور صدقہ روزے سے افضل ہے, اور روزہ جہنم سے بچنے کی ڈھال ہے. گویا نیچے روزہ, پھر صدقہ, اس کے اوپر تسبیح, اس کے اوپر قرآن خارج الصلاۃ, پھر اس کے اوپر قرآن داخل الصلاۃ. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا, نماز میں قرآن شریف کی تلاوت نماز سے باہر کی تلاوت سے بہتر ہے، اور نماز سے باہر کی تلاوت سبحان اللہ اور اللہ اکبر کی تسبیح پڑھنے سے افضل ہے، اور سبحان اللہ اور اللہ اکبر کی تسبیح صدقے سے افضل ہے، اور صدقہ روزے سے افضل ہے، اور روزہ جہنم سے بچنے کی ڈھال ہے. قرآن میں اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتے ہیں جو لوگ اللہ اور اس کے رسول کی مخالفت کرتے ہیں تو یہی لوگ اللہ کے نزدیک بڑے ذلیل لوگوں میں داخل ہیں. دنیا کے بارے میں قرآن میں اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتے ہیں اللہ تعالیٰ جس کو چاہتے ہیں بے حساب رزق دیتے ہیں، اور جس کو چاہتے ہیں تنگی میں ڈالتے ہیں، اور یہ لوگ دنیا کی زندگی پر خوش ہوتے ہیں یعنی کافر، اور اس کے عیش و عشرت پر اتراتے ہیں، حالانکہ آخرت کے مقابلے میں دنیا کی زندگی ایک تھوڑا سا سامان ہے. آخرت کے بارے میں رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا اہل جنت کی 120 صفیں ہوں گی، اہل جنت کی 120 صفیں ہوں گی، اور ان میں 80 صفیں اس امت کی اور 40 باقی امتوں کی ہوں گی. کون خرم ہے؟ خرم نے انشاءاللہ صف میں بہت بڑی جگہ لینی ہے. جی رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا اہل جنت کی 120 صفیں ہوں گی، ان میں سے 80 صفیں اس امت کے لیے اور باقی 40 صفیں باقی امت کے لیے. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا جس کا تعلق طب سے ہے کہ جب تمہیں معلوم ہو کہ فلاں جگہ طاعون ہے، کوئی پلیگ پھیلا ہوا ہے، تو وہاں مت جاؤ، اور جس جگہ تم رہ رہے ہو وہاں اگر طاعون پھیل جائے تو اس جگہ سے باہر نہ بھاگو. دو قانون ہے، زیادہ ہمت بتلا کر ایسی جگہ میں نہ جاؤ جہاں طاعون پھیلا ہوا ہے. جی اس لیے قصدن اپنے آپ کو ہلاکت میں ڈالنا صحیح نہیں ہے، جہاں ہو وہاں بیٹھے رہو، فضا صاف ہونے دو، اتنے جری نہ بنو، اتنے بہادر نہ بنو. اور اگر جس جگہ رہ رہے ہو وہیں اگر تعاون آ گیا تو اب ڈر کے مارے یہاں سے بھاگو بھی نہیں، یعنی ضرورت سے زیادہ نہ بہادر بنو نہ بزدل بنو. بھاگے گا اپنے شہر سے جہاں تعاون پھیلا ہے تو یہ بزدلی ہے، اور اگر جس جگہ تعاون ہے وہاں جا رہا ہے تو یہ بہادری ہے، بیجا بہادری ہے.
إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Page 11 درود شریف نمبر 21. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وآل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على سيد المرسلين وإمام المتقين وخاتم النبيين محمد عبدك ورسولك إمام الخير وقائد الخير ورسول الرحمة. اللهم بعثه مقاما محمودا. يغبط به الأولون والآخرون. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي محمد. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبة لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله.
Evening duas. Page 37.
اللهم بك أمسينا وبك أصبحنا وبك نحيا وبك نموت وإليك المصير. أمسينا على فطرة الإسلام وعلى كلمة الإخلاص وعلى دين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى ملة أبينا إبراهيم حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين. اللهم إني أمسيت أشهدك وأشهد حملة عرشك وملائكتك وجميع خلقك أنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت وحدك لا شريك لك وأن محمدا عبدك ورسولك. اللهم إني أمسيت أشهدك وأشهد حملة عرشك وملائكتك وجميع خلقك أنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت وحدك لا شريك لك وأن محمدا عبدك ورسولك. اللهم إني أمسيت أشهدك وأشهد حملة عرشك وملائكتك وجميع خلقك أنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت وحدك لا شريك لك وأن محمدا عبدك ورسولك. اللهم وإني أمسيت أشهدك وأشهد حملة عرشك وملائكتك وجميع خلقك أنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت وحدك لا شريك لك وأن محمدا عبدك ورسولك رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا اللهم ما أمسى بي من نعمة أو بأحد من خلقك فمنك وحدك لا شريك لك فلك الحمد ولك الشكر وأمسينا وأمسى الملك لله والحمد لله لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير ربي أسألك خير ما في هذه الليلة وخير ما بعدها وأعوذ بك من شر ما في هذه الليلة وشر ما بعدها ربي أعوذ بك من الكسل وسوء الكبر ربي أعوذ بك من عذاب في النار وعذاب في القبر أمسينا وأمسى الملك لله رب العالمين اللهم إني أسألك خير هذه الليلة فتحها ونصرها ونورها وبركتها وهداها وأعوذ بك من شر ما فيها وشر ما بعدها سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته سبحان الله وبحمده لا قوة إلا بالله ما شاء الله كان وما لم يشاء لم يكن أعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير وأن الله قد أحاط بكل شيء علما حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم أستغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه أستغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه أستغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبو لك بنعمتك علي وأبو بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك استغيث أصلحني شأني كله ولا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك استغيث أصلحني شأني كله ولا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك استغيث أصلحني شأني كله ولا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين اللهم عالم الغيب والشهادة فاطر السماوات والأرض رب كل شيء ومليك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أعوذ بك من شر نفسي وشر الشيطان وشركه اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الهم والحزن وأعوذ بك من العجز والكسل وأعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل وأعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال اللهم عافني في بدني اللهم عافني في سمعي اللهم عافني في بصري لا إله إلا أنت اللهم عافني في بدني اللهم عافني في سمعي اللهم عافني في بصري لا إله إلا أنت اللهم عافني في بدني اللهم عافني في سمعي اللهم عافني في بصري لا إله إلا أنت اللهم إني أسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم إني أسألك العفو والعافية في ديني ودنياي ماهني وماني اللهم استر عوراتي آمن روعاتي اللهم احفظني من بين يدي ومن خلفي وعن يميني وعن شمالي ومن فوقي وأعوذ بعظمتك أن أغتال من تحتي فسبحان الله حين تنسون وحين تصبحون وله الحمد في السماوات والأرض وعشيا وحين تظهرون يخرج الحي من الميت ويخرج الميت من الحي ويحيي الأرض بعد موتها وكذلك تخرجون لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله الا الله لا اله 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 الا الله 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 سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم 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 سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله الله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير سبحان الله 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 الحمد لله 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 الله أكبر 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 لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين
گھروں میں جہاں آواز پہنچ رہی ہے توجہ فرمائیں اول تو انشاءاللہ آئندہ کل عصر کی نماز کے بعد حضرت مولانا حبیب الرحمن درخواستی صاحب تشریف لا رہے ہیں انشاءاللہ حضرت کا بیان کل عصر کی نماز کے بعد یہاں مسجد عمر میں ہوگا، عصر کی نماز 7:45 ہوگی۔ اس کے علاوہ گھروں میں جہاں آواز پہنچ رہی ہے، ہالیڈے پر ہالیڈے کرتے جاؤ، اس سے کبھی بھی جی نہیں بھرے گا، کبھی بھی سکون نصیب نہیں ہوگا۔ ایک دوسرا، ایک دنیا کے کونے سے دوسرے دنیا کے کونے تک چھلانگے لگاتے رہو، واپس آؤ گے وہیں کے وہیں بھوکے اور پیاسے۔ روح اگر تر کرنی ہے تو اللہ تعالیٰ کے ذکر اور اس کی یاد سے تر ہوگی۔ اس لیے گھروں میں صبح و شام ذکر کا رواج پیدا کرو، اس سے سکون آئے گا، اس سے برکتیں آئے گی، اس سے رحمتیں آئے گی۔ ہزاروں پاؤنڈ ہالیڈے میں خرچ کرنے کے بعد پیسوں نے ضائع ہونا ہے اور خرابیوں نے آنا ہے گھروں میں۔ عبداللہ، وائی ڈو یو گائز ہائڈ اوے بہائنڈ دا وال؟ ہاؤ مینی ٹائمز یو بین ٹولڈ؟ وائی ڈو آئی ہیو ٹو ریپیٹ ایوری تھنگ اوور اینڈ اوور اگین؟ ڈو یو نو ہاؤ مینی تھنگز آئی ہیو ٹو لک آفٹر ہیئر؟
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة آت محمدا الوسيلة والفضيلة وابعث مقاما محمودا الذي وأتى إنك لا تخلف الميعاد رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا اللهم إن هذا إقبال ليلك وإدبار نهارك وأصوات دعاتك فاغفر لي
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك تبارك اسمك وتعالى ولا إله غيرك. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن
الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين، فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين، فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون، الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون. الله أكبر.
سبحان ربي العظيم، سبحان ربي العظيم.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
اللهم ربنا ولك الحمد، ملء السماوات وملء الأرض وملء ما بينهما وملء ما شئت.
الله أكبر.
سبحان ربنا الأعلى. سبحان ربنا الأعلى.
الله أكبر.
اللهم اغفر لنا ارحمنا.
الله أكبر.
سبحان ربنا الأعلى. سبحان ربنا الأعلى.
الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
بسم الله الرحمن
الرحيم. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر، فصل لربك وانحر، إن شانئك هو الأبتر. الله أكبر.
سبحان ربي العظيم، سبحان ربي العظيم.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
اللهم ربنا ولك الحمد، ورضا نفسك.
الله أكبر.
سبحان ربنا الأعلى. سبحان ربنا الأعلى.
رب الأعلى.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى.
الله أكبر.
التحية.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي العظيم.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
اللهم لك الحمد ورضا نفسك.
الله أكبر.
سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى.
الله أكبر.
اللهم اغفر لنا.
الله أكبر.
سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله.
Thank you.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The Ummah is very sad to announce that the top political leader and the chief commander of the resistance group in Gaza today at 2 a.m. early in the morning in Iran has been assassinated. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Whilst for the Ummah this is very sad news, from his own personal perspective, he has met his vision. He has fulfilled his desire. As Quran says, following the battle of Uhud, when 70 dead lives of the Sahaba were there in the row, Sahaba-e 70 Sahaba ki lashon ki jab saf lag gayi, and even the Sahaba and everyone was amazed, why this happened? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمِنُهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنُهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَذِرُ. It's simple as this, that they were amongst the Sahaba, there were those who wanted to meet their goals and their targets. And they have met. And what was their target? Martyrdom. فَمِنُهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ. In mein Sahaba mein kuch toh wo log hain jinhone apni murad paali, apna maqsad paaliya. وَمِنُهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَذِرْ. اور ابھی بھی ان میں کچھ ایسے ہیں جو اسی انتظار میں ہیں کہ کب انہیں بھی شہادت کا تاج پہنایا جائے. And amongst them are still those who still have the same desire to follow into their footsteps. So yes, a mujahid who fights in the path of Allah, he is readily available to give his life. And eventually today he has fulfilled his desire and his wish. He has met it. For him, definitely this is the happiest moment for him. I would like you to know that who is this gentleman? Ismail Abdus Salam Ahmad Hani. This is his complete name. Ng. When he was born and he opened his eyes the first time in this world, he saw himself as a refugee. Why? Because his parents from 1948 were kicked out as refugees in the refugee camp. So the families were living in refugee camps from 1948 until 1963, Ismail was born. And he was born as a what? As a refugee. Parents, refugee. The same refugee child, he goes to madrasa. And what does he do? He registers the Quran by heart. And he specializes also in Islamic, in the language and in also the Arabic as well. Later on, as he grew old, he became an activist, fighting for Gaza, fighting for the cause of Palestine, to free Masjid al-Aqsa. Because he was an activist, a number of times he had to end up in the prison. So he ended up in the prison a number of times. Then he was kicked out as well and put in exile. That happened for a few years as well. Only lately, within this past 1 year, he has lost 3 sons and 3 grandchildren in the battle, in this battle of Gaza. Can you imagine the sacrifices? Can you imagine the sacrifice? You're born like what? As a refugee. Parents a refugee. Then you've been kicked out here and there in the prisons and everywhere. And then you still fight for the cause of Deen and Iman and Islam. And see, till the last breath, and you give your life away as well. And you're not concerned about your family as well. You allow them also to walk on the same path as well. And the children and the grandchildren are also doing the same thing. What sort of social life? What sort of political life? What sort of financial life do you call this? Every day waking up in fear, going to sleep in fear. And this is how he went through this journey of his entire life. Who was only 2 years older than me. Only 2 years older than me. Shouldn't we feel sad? Definitely. Yes, the world will call him a terrorist. The leader of the terrorist group. What? A terrorist group? Somebody who is resisting genocide. Somebody who is resisting genocide. Somebody who is resisting ethnic cleansing. Somebody who is trying to fight war criminals, which have been endorsed by International Court of Justice.
Such people can be branded as what? As terrorists? And just because the world will tell you on the BBC and elsewhere that the leader of the terrorist group, does it mean me and you who we believe in Allah and Quran and the Ummah, our loyalty lies with them all? Are we also going to call him a terrorist? When he has been fighting all his life for the cause of Iman and Deen, as a big representative of Iman and the Muslims. And I feel very much gutted that today we are so glued to the media, that whatever is being said, and we take it for granted. Today, Ismail Haniyeh will be branded as a terrorist. Hamas will be branded as a terrorist. Tomorrow, do you know what? Our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will also be branded as a terrorist. And he has been branded. He has been branded. Does it mean that we'll also call him a terrorist because the Western media is saying so? It's important on occasions like this. The reason I'm making it big is not the whole object of just making dua for him and to make the announcement. Our most important thing for me in my mind is to clear this misconception, the differentiation between who is a terrorist and who isn't. Who is a freedom fighter and who is a real terrorist. Somebody who has been fighting terrorism all his life within his own country, for his own people, you call him a terrorist? And then we should also start to call him terrorist, and every member and mihrab goes quiet and nobody even wants to make dua for him because everybody feels scared to even make dua for him. Inna lillah. When a very distant relative of yours passes away and you remain stuck in the masjid making dua for 3 days non-stop, minute after minute you are making dua. Minute after minute you are making dua. We don't know what is his position in the eyes of Allah. He could be a very big transgressor. Yet, we leave that in the hands of Allah and we still make dua for him. Somebody who is representing the deen, the Quran, the Ummah, the Nabi, me, you, our future. And they are ready to give everything away. And we say that no, terrorist. You know, they shouldn't be doing this. They shouldn't be doing this. But oh yeah, he's a terrorist though. Oh, the law says this. And we are also going to deprive ourselves from making dua for them. And we in our minds called him a terrorist. How do we face him on the day of Qiyamah? Jisko Allah Ta'ala shahadat ka taj pehna de, usko shaheed bataye, usse ummat ki taraf se numainda bataye, wo hamari nazaron mein mayub itna zyada ho ke hum usse kahein ki ye shar pasand hai, fitna angez aadmi hai, extremist hai. Ye Anjum Chaudhary ko jail mein dal diya. Anjum Chaudhary ko dal diya na jail mein. Just because he was speaking out that there should be military resistance in places like this. And for lifetime prison. Just for saying that there should be military resistance. Yes, wherever there is going to, a war is going to break out, then there will be military resistance in order to defend. Not to terrorize, but to defend. That's going to be important. And even if I speak all this and you feel I'm wrong, you feel I'm doing wrong, do you think I'm expressing wrong, then I would like you to know, wallahi, there is something very seriously wrong with your iman and your loyalty with the deen and with the ummah. I swear by my Allah, I am not even doing a fraction of what I was supposed to do. Gee, they were fighting, we couldn't be there. We couldn't even supply anything to them. Really, barely did we even supply them the finance. And today when they get killed, we still as though nothing has happened. Nothing has happened to me. Nothing has happened to the Ummah. Nothing has happened to our families. We couldn't do anything all this time. Dua bhi nahi uske liye. Uske liye koi achhe do kalimat bhi nahi. Not only that, what we'll be doing? Everything will get now confused between terrorism, freedom fighting, whatever the West will tell us, that's what we are going to have our minds made up for. And this is what scares me, that slowly our mindset is changing. They are setting the benchmarks, they are setting the definitions, they are categorizing who is good and who is bad and who is right and who is wrong. They are categorizing and we are just blindly following. Where will you end up? You will fall in the wrong category eventually. You or yourself, you will be falling in the wrong category. Saying all this, I pray to Allah Almighty. May Allah accept his sacrifices. Amen. Think of your own self. You have three sons, right? And your three sons have got killed in your lifetime when you are only about 60 years old. When you are only about 60 years old and three sons, not only three sons, three of your grandchildren have also got killed. Won't you pack up and just sit in one corner and defend your own rest of the members of the family? Yes, you would do that. We would all do that. Whatever I've got left now, let me just save them and run away to Qatar. Run away to Saudi. With their open arms, they will have him. Because these are the people who are biggest resistant. So if they have them in their hands, then yes, this is their victory. He could have easily done that. Luxury life. Run away with millions and billions like the other politicians in the world they do. And they run away to London and they run away to Denmark and they run away here and there. He could have done the same. But this is, wallahi, this is sacrifice of the time of Sahaba. This is the sacrifices of the time of Sahaba. This is the sacrifices endorsed and promoted by Quran. For Allah, everything for Allah. Your children for Allah, your wife for Allah, your wealth for Allah, your life for Allah. And not only verbally I say it from mimbar and mihrab, and so easy to say, my life for Allah, my wife for Allah, my this for Allah, my this for Allah. These are people who have practically demonstrated, which we have seen with our eyes, that even nothing could stop them. They continued. Sons got killed, continue. Grandchildren got killed, continue the mission. تین مرتبہ قل هو الله اكبر اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله احد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد قل هو الله احد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد قل هو الله احد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد. یا اللہ مرحوم کی بال بال مغفرت فرماؤ. یا اللہ شہادت کا اعلیٰ درجہ مرحوم کو عطا فرماؤ. جنت الفردوس میں اعلیٰ ٹھکانہ نصیب فرماؤ. یا اللہ زندگی بھر کی تمام کاوشیں اور قربانیاں اپنی بارگاہ میں قبول اور منظور فرماؤ. اور اس پورے گھرانے اور خاندان اور ملک والوں کو یا اللہ اس نیک کام کے لیے قبول اور منظور فرماؤ. چاروں طرف سے ہر شر سے ان کی حفاظت فرماؤ. یا اللہ امت کا بہتر سے بہتر نعم البدل ان کا عطا فرماؤ. اور ہزاروں اس یا اللہ اسماعیل ہانی دنیا کے اندر پیدا فرماؤ. الہ العالمین اسلام کا بول بالا فرماؤ. اللہم آمین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. Study circle taking place after the remaining salat. Tomorrow, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahman Darkhasti Sahib will be coming. Aur bayan farmayenge asr ki namaz ke baad. Asr 7:45.
Take a copy of Quran with you, please. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. All praises are for Allah alone, for whom lies our loyalty. All our worships, our dedications are for Allah. Peace and blessings, greetings and salutations be upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Where is Ibrahim Abdul? Check upstairs.
Most probably, quite rightly, everybody's complained about the hot weather. It's very hot, it's very sunny, it's very warm, it's unbearable. All different slogans. A believer in all different situations, he measures it from an akhirat perspective, from a spiritual perspective. As I speak, and now we know scientifically that the sun is approximately 93 million miles away from our planet. Now as I speak, The sun is, Allah has kept it 93 million miles away from ourselves. 150 million kilometers approximately, I'm telling you. 150 million kilometers the sun is away from ourselves. Yet we feel so much heat that we call it unbearable. Shall I tell you what's going to happen on the day of Qiyamah, proven from authentic hadith? تُدْنَ الشَّمْسُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنَ الْخَلْقِ سورج کو روزِ قیامت مخلوق کے قریب کر دیا جائے گا. The sun will be made to come close to the creation on the day of Qiyamah. حَتَّى تَكُونَ كَمِقْدَارِ مِيل So much so that the sun will only now be a mile away from people's heads. Compare 93 million miles with 1 mile. Hence he alayhi salatu wasalam says that what would be the result and the consequences of the sun being made so close to the people. So he said, فَيَكُونُ النَّاسُ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ أَعْمَالِهِمْ فِي الْعَرَقِ People are going to become drowned in their own sweats depending on their a'mal in the dunya. Depending on the quality of iman, depending on the quality of a'mal, everybody will perspire and everybody will sweat. And depending on the weakness of the a'mal, the more weaker his a'mal and iman, the more he will perspire and sweat. Hatta yakunu ila ka'abai. With some people, he alayhi salam says, as the sweat will drip, anji, it will create a puddle around him. As the drops of sweat will drop, they will drop on the floor, and it will create a puddle. And he says, with some people, the puddle will reach up to his ankles. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونُ إِلَىٰ رُكْبَتَيْهِ And with others, the puddle of their own sweat will reach up to their knees. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونُ إِلَىٰ حِقْوَيْهِ With some people, their sweat will reach up to their waist. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يُلْجِمُهُمُ الْعَرَقُ إِلْجَامًا And there will be some to whom his sweat, he will be drowned in his sweat, reaching up to his nose. He alayhi salatu wasalam in another hadith, whilst discussing the sweat on the day of Qiyamah and how hot it will be, he said, فَيَذَهَبُ فَيَعْرِقُ النَّاسِ People are going to sweat. فَيَذْهَبُ الْعَرَقُ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ سَبْعِينَ ذِرَاعًا The earth will begin to absorb his sweat. And the sweat is going to reach up to 70 arms length beneath the ground. 70 gaz zameen ke niche tak uska pasina pahunchega. Again, all this is depending on your a'mal, on your iman. However, should we also suffer? Having spent entire life with iman and a'mal saliha, are we going to suffer the same? For a believer, I swear by Allah, brothers, all this ends from the time your eyes begin to shut. There are no pains after that. From this moment, there are no pains, even on the day of Qiyamah. So what's going to happen to the believers? Let's hope me and you are included. He alayhi salatu wasalam in an authentic, he says, سَبْعَةٌ يُذِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّ عَرْشِ There are seven categories of people who shall be given very special shades or full of ventilation from Allah. And those ventilation areas will be located immediately beneath the throne of Allah. Allahu Akbar. The throne of Allah is the biggest thing on that day. It's bigger than Jannat. It's more wealthier than Jannat. This is Allah's throne. Allah's Jannat is a gift to a believer. But what about his throne? That has to be something very special.
This is why each time Quran he talks about Arsh, he talks about himself, he introduces himself as Rabbul Arshil Azim. He is the Lord of the great throne. So even when Allah introduces himself, he introduces that I am the Lord of that throne there. So that throne is something very special. It's a very special area. It's a very special thing. Immediately beneath that throne, the special ventilated space and area will be provided for the believers. And he says they are certainly out of many, certainly seven categories of people will be given the shade there. Who are these seven categories of people? He, alayhi salatu wasalam, counted them all in detail. He said, Imamun Adil, a just ruler. Somebody whom Allah has given him the reign of a particular community, a particular locality, a particular country, and he's a ruler. But he's a just ruler. It's very difficult for you, for somebody to become a ruler and still strike that balance of justice. Most of them will fail here, as we see with our eyes today. The rulers, they fail themselves. They fail the citizens and the population. It's so difficult to strike that balance of justice. Yes, yet those rulers who will have struck that balance of insaf and not inflicting any cruelty and tyranny upon their citizens, these rulers will be given a very special place to rest on the day of Qiyamah under the throne of Allah, where they are not going to feel the heat whatsoever. You know, second category, I can't be a ruler, I'm not a ruler, and neither are you a ruler. Allah aap logon ko banaye, Pakistan ka prime minister banaye tumhe. Oh, you don't want to become a prime minister of that country. So yes, I cannot be a ruler, you cannot be a ruler. Does that mean no place for us? Look at the next one. وَرَجُلٌ شَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ. That young man who had spent his youth age in the ibadat of Allah. You guys of your age. And when Allah says that he had spent his time in the ibadat of Allah, doesn't mean that he needs to stay in the masjid 24/7. No. Five salats. That's spending the youth age in ibadat of Allah. That's the criteria. The criteria isn't too extensive and too complicated. No, he's made his five salat. He has spent his youth age, despite the fact that he was full of all different potentials and energy, which he could have easily squandered them and channeled them elsewhere. But he decides to channel them, his energy, his time, round, not always walking to the gym and huffing and puffing on the treadmill. Suban. But he's also using his what? His health, his energy. His energy, his heat in making his way to the masjid. So the young man who will have spent his youth age where? In ibadat of Allah. So yes, young men, if you are interested that you want your place, you want to reserve a place there under the throne of Allah, five salats with jamaat in the masjid is a requirement, nominal requirement. And ask me, Alhamdulillah, our youth age was all in Darul Uloom and in Madrasa, consciously, subconsciously, whichever way you want to put it. But yes, others, they regret later when they are 50 and 60, they regret, I wish if I would have spent my youth age in that nominal worship of Allah. Let me advise you that you are still at that age where you can do it. You can spend this youth age in the ibadat of Allah. Let's not waste this opportunity. You know, a third one. Again, young men. There are lots of places under the throne of Allah for young men. Look at this next one. وَرَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُ إِمْرَأَةُ نَصَبٍ وَجَمَالٍ فَقَالَتْ لَا إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. A young man who was given the offer on the table by a woman, who was a woman
of noble family, belonging to a noble family, a woman full of beauty, and she is putting the offer on the table. She is inviting the man towards evil, and this young man full of taqwa, he says, he turns around and he says, "Inni akhafullah, I am sorry, this is not for me." He alayhi salam confirmed that this young man who had turned away this very lucrative offer, he will be given a very special place under the throne of Allah. Hassan, there is a big smile on your face, Hussein. I think you've practiced that, haven't you? You've turned many down. Alhamdulillah, you have. MashaAllah. Definitely, you have reserved your place there, beta, if that is the case. However, your neighbor is very quiet for some reason. My very lovely boy is this. Excellent batch of madrasa that time. Another one. وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. That man whose heart remained attached with the masjid. Whether he was out of the masjid, he couldn't wait to get back into the masjid. When he came to the masjid, he felt at home. Shah Sahib and company. Shah Sahib and company. Those men whose hearts remain attached to the masjid. They couldn't wait to get back to the masjid, spending hours and hours in the house of Allah. They felt very comfortable there. It's only fair that today they should be given the comfort of the throne of Allah. Because this is where they spend all their lives, in the house of Allah. So today they should be under the house of Allah. But can you compare, if somebody is like Shah Sahib, spending hours and hours in the masjid, but you young guy saying no to a woman, wow, your sacrifice is just as good as the hours and hours of Shah Sahib's ibadat in the masjid. Allah puts them all in the same category. Your ibadat is only for a minute, saying no, I'm sorry, and you shut her down, you block her. Who dares to do that? Right, you block her. Wow. Kitne minute ka, 1 second ka kaam hai. But that 1 second job is wallahi more weightier than the hours and hours and years of ibadat of somebody who is attached to the masjid. Another one mentioned amongst the seven are those people who in privacy, in seclusion, in isolation, when there was no opportunity of showing off, and even then out of love for Allah and out of fear of Allah, he would cry and tears would flow from his eyes. In other words, his heart and mind would become full of Allah's love and awe, forcing him and bursting him into tears. Wow, that is very special love for him. That is very special fear for Allah. These tears others by otherwise wouldn't just flow like that. They're speaking volumes. Such men, such people, men or women, will be given very special places under the throne of Allah. Another one mentioned is somebody, again, look how Allah includes all different types of people. Maybe you cannot fit in under one category. You say, no, this is not me, unfortunately. You might another one say, oh, that's not even me. I can't stay in the masjid all the time. But there is another one. Somebody who spends in the path of Allah with his right hand, but doesn't allow even with his left to know about it. In other words, he does it very secretly. He does it not for fame, not for showing off. He does it in such a way that he doesn't even feel the pain in his heart and mind of giving this generosity, showing this generosity and giving this charity. Very calmly, very comfortably, very satisfactorily, he spends confidently. He doesn't even allow his left hand to be aware. That's what it means. These are different categories of people who will be given the special places in the under the throne of Allah. There is another one, Allahu Akbar. Some muhaddithin, although the hadith says seven categories on this particular occasion, but there have been other instances where Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever shall do this, Allah will grant him special place under his throne. Do you know one of them is what? Maybe I come and you come across that. Somebody who has borrowed money from you, and he has specific, and there was a specific time within which he needed to return, and now he cannot return at that time, and you give him respite and time for him to pay his debt. You say, okay, it doesn't matter, I'll give you more time. Allahu Akbar, you have shown humanity. You have shown generosity. It was your own money. You could have easily asked for it instantly at that very time. But knowing his financial condition, you are sharing that compassion with another, with Allah's creation. Ji, Allahu Akbar, that this neki has a lot of value as well. Treating Allah's people with respect, with compassion. Somebody who will do that, he alayhi salatu wasalam says, special place under the ventilated area beneath the throne of Allah. All air conditioned. And we're not talking about these fans and this air conditioning equipment that we see in this world. This is Allah's throne that is specifically designed and tailored for this purpose. Or the hadith says, if somebody even forgives partially the debt of his Muslim brother. So he was supposed to give you £1,000, but you say, okay, just give me 500. I'll manage with 500 only. You have booked your special place under the throne of Allah. Maksud maaf kar do sabko. Ya aap khud karze mein ho. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all a very special place under this ventilated area. But yes, this is the price of iman. You know, we think here, lives simultaneously, they work going together. Kafir and Muslim, we all share colleges, universities, workplaces. His day finishes, your day finishes. We've eaten, he's eaten. Everything goes together. All right. At the end of the day, by the late hours of the evening, no difference. He's gone to sleep happily. You've gone to sleep happily. There is a big difference carrying that iman and expressing that iman throughout the day by Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, respecting what is halal, what is haram, what is right and what is wrong. Just by adjusting your life a little, today you will reap the fruits of this iman. It's just an unbelievable asset. The difference of which many times you feel in the world. Like Hamas and the rest of them, they're experiencing with the light of Iman. What they are, the miracles from Allah. The help and support from Allah. The fact that they still exist. They can see the fruits of Iman. But even if you don't get to see it, the real time starts from when your eyes begin to shut. Sorry, that wasn't the real subject that I wanted to discuss. Let me continue with the subject that we were... Any questions about this so far, what we've discussed now?
This is kind of happen scientifically, we know that 180 degrees is a very high temperature, you know, and anything can melt in that temperature. So no matter about the human being, and they will be completely, you know, like vanished.
Ji Maksud, you are absolutely right, no doubt. And this is something that not everything needs to be measured with the words, world of science, with the science of this world. There is science of this world, the way Allah has created the dunya, this earth. And the fact that we have to live this and we are in the examination condition. The science of this world is different and the science of the next world is different. There your bodies will be made in such a way that they will be able to resist. It's not that you have reached 100 degrees, so that is melting point and boiling point. So you've boiled away yourself now, okay? Everything's like you've boiled yourself away. So you don't exist anymore. So where is the punishment now? Where is the perspirant? Where is this? Where is this? No, you're talking about different science altogether. For example, the severe punishments, which I don't normally like to touch on that subject whatsoever. All right, punishments about the hellfire. Now, each item you look at it, all right, then you say, no, my jism body is only 5'6" and 5'7". So how is this possible with the severe punishment? No, the bodies will be made so huge as well at the same time. And again, then you get killed or you punished, and again you are revived again. So there the science of that world is different and the science of this world is different. But yes, as Maksud has said, we should have blind iman. Whenever Quran has said something and the interpretation is clear, interpretation is explicit and clear, it's not debatable, then you must believe the way it is. In the same way, authentic hadith that has come to us through continuous chain called chain tawatur, means mutawatir taur par ye hadith hamare samne pahunchi hai, yani continuously without break, without a doubt of the authenticity of a single narrator there, then again those facts needed to be believed in without a shadow of doubt. This is ingredient of iman, this is part of requirement of iman. And you have to accept the way it is. Not always, let us not try to compare things with the science of this world. Otherwise, chances are you'll go wrong and your belief will become weak. And as your belief will become weak, you'll just do things in a parrot fashion without that conviction and determination. For you to continue in this journey for good 60, 70, 80 years, you need strong faith and belief. You need that conviction that whatever you are believing in is true. You need that conviction first. That is your foundation. You need that belief. This is why a lot of emphasis on belief, on iman, tawakkul, iman bil ghaib, to believe in the invisible. A lot of emphasis has been put behind this. When you have that strong conviction and belief, then yes, to jump out at Fajr time from your bed, easy. Then to carry out the rest of the duties, easy. See, because that conviction is there. Then you know that if I'll read this 2 rakat salat after Ishraq, at Ishraq, then I will get the sawab of Umrah. The conviction, the belief is there of the hadith, then it'll be easy for you to do it. And again, if your foundation is weak, then you'll start to say, "Malum nahi." They say, is, "Oh, Mullah said it, innit? Okay, oh, we don't know." You know, you won't be able to, you won't have that determination. I was just talking about any question about what I have discussed about the 7 different categories. I hope by now you have all saved your, reserved your place there under the throne. Hamza, have you? Under which category? Hamza, under which category? Inshallah, your Quran will save you, beta. Inshallah. As long as you don't just totally depend on your Quran. Inshallah. Inshallah. Again, this is what you call VIP service. These 7 categories, you call them VIP category. And they will be under the throne of Allah. There will be other areas and places where you may not get the VIP service.
of heat resistance, but still you will get some form of heat resistance where you are not too comfortable under the throne of Allah, but at least you will not go through any pain of heat and any discomfort of heat. Those are different categories. Maybe they are different areas where this can would be provided. So it's not that totally you just burn yourself away in the heat or you are under the throne of Allah. They are of course in between categories as well. But as long as iman is there and you've died with iman, all the rest of many of the facts and features of the day of Qiyamah are all easy. Yes, they will be dreadful. What's going to happen moment, whether you're going to get your books of deeds in the right or left, crossing the bridge of Sirat, when your amal are being weighed up, these are going to be extremely sensitive occasions where everybody will be panicking and nobody will be worried about somebody else. Let's continue. We were talking about Sakaratul Maut. In detail, we have discussed Sakaratul Maut and Ghamaratul Maut for a non-believer. May Allah protect our iman so we never have to suffer. Neither any member of our generations to come until the day of Qiyamah will have to ever suffer the pangs of death that a kafir has to suffer at the time. We also discuss what about the Sakaratul Maut and the pangs of death for a believer. If you remember, I said that varies from person to person. Even though you're a believer, you have read your salat, iman, everything is there. Even then, chances are you will have to suffer the pangs of death, Sakaratul Maut and Ghamaratul Maut. It's nothing to do with your amal or iman or how evil you are or how bad you are. It's only either because it's a natural phenomenon, death is an operation, death is a surgery, a full surgery, hence maybe you will suffer the pain. Or chances are through this pain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expiating your sins and compensating for your weaknesses in your a'mal and your practice. It may be the case that through this intense surgery and intense pain, Allah will elevate your status in Jannah, like it happened with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he went through intense sakaratul maut. And I had mentioned that even Aisha radiallahu anha, who witnessed the whole scenario with her own eyes, she says that in the past I used to dislike and I used to hate going through this, the pangs of death and the suffering of death. But after witnessing Sakaratul Maut of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I will not dislike for anybody. I now know that Sakaratul Maut is not a bad thing for a believer. She changed her opinion after witnessing the situation of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Moving on. No matter what the wisdom is, whether you will feel the pain of the death surgery or you may not feel the pain, but one thing for sure, if you are a believer and you've got iman and you today you are in that deathbed still with iman, then there is a very, very big glad tiding mentioned in the Quran. If you could all turn to para 24. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. جي بیٹا. Shall I invite everybody for the wedding? Page 664, very comforting, very consoling verse of the Quran, directly in relation to when you are in your deathbed. Third line from the top, 664. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Indeed, those people who proclaim that our Lord is Allah. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا.
and then they remain consistent. In other words, all their lives they remained with Iman until today. They are in their deathbed with Iman. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. They remain consistent. Then what's going to happen to such people? تَتَنَزَّلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The angels shall be descending. At that time when they are in their deathbeds, angels will be descending. What sort of angels these are? These are receptionist angels. These are angels who have come to receive you, to give you honor and respect. These are angels who have come to comfort you, to console you. And what do they do when they come around? I will give you the detailed hadith later, but let's finish this verse first. As they come, Quran confirms, Allah takhafu. They say to those men in their deathbeds, Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu. Don't fear. In other words, you are in the theater, but don't fear. There is absolutely nothing you need to be worried about. Wa la tahzanu. Do not grieve. In other words, even if you are leaving your dear ones behind, your wife, your children, your belongings, your house and everything you are leaving behind, but don't be grieved, because what you will be getting very soon is many times bigger than what you are leaving behind. So you don't need to grieve. Allah takhafu, khauf ni rakhna, wa la tahzanu, gham mein na padna. Wa abshiru bil jannah. And we would like to give you glad tidings of Jannah. Allati kuntum tu'adun, which you were promised. Nahnu awliya'ukum fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah. We are your real mates. We are your real friends in this world now, and also in the next world we will accompany you. Nahnu awliya'ukum. Hum tumhare dost, pakke dost hain dunya mein bhi aur akhirat mein bhi. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. And for you in Jannah shall be everything that your souls will desire. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. And for you in Jannah will be everything that you shall demand. نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. As a very special way of entertainment of Allah, غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمِ. Now if you in the light of this ayat, what do we know? Angels will surround me and you, inshallah. The angels will be there in the theater. They are allowed. Nobody can stop them. They are allowed to come into the theater. And the main surgeon, which is Israel alayhi salatu wassalam, Malakul Maut, he has allowed them to come into the theater. So they are there. And what do? They comfort you. They make your surgery easier. They distract you from the pain of the surgery. So they say Jannah, they say Hoor. Okay, the namath of Jannah they show you. You wallahi, this is true. It's a fact. I'm telling you in the light of hadith. Okay, wa abshiru bil Jannah. We would like to give you glad tidings of Jannah. In Jannah, you will get everything. So they distract you, so you don't feel the pain of the surgery. One day our Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, he participated in a funeral. All the Sahaba were also in the funeral. Funeral was taking place in that public cemetery called Baqi. Even today we call Baqi. Not sure whether every public member is allowed to be buried in Baqi these days, I'm not sure. But in those times, it was an open cemetery. Okay, even the mushriks and kafirs, most probably, they were also buried there as well before Islam. So it's a public cemetery. He, alayhi salatu wassalam, he is participating in a funeral service. Whilst the grave was being dug on the spot, and all the sahaba and everybody, they were there, Prophet sallallahu alayhi, and this was going to take some time. So he alayhi salatu wasalam decided to take his seat on the ground. And so did the rest of the sahaba. They were all now sat around him. Some individuals, Nazir and company, they were digging the grave.
Hadith says that there was so much silence in the cemetery as though if even the birds wanted to come and sit on us, they could do so. In other words, we were totally steady and motionless. Even if birds wanted to come and sit on us, then it was possible for them to do so. In other words, there was pin drop silence. Whilst there was pin drop silence, our Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, he started giving advice. And he suddenly said, A'udhu billahi min adhabil qabr. I seek Allah's protection from the torments of the grave. He said this three times. I seek Allah's protection from the torments of the grave. I seek Allah's protection from the torments of the grave. I seek Allah's protection from the torments of the grave. Following that, he said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِذَا كَانَ فِي إِقْبَالٍ مِّنَ الْآخِرَةِ وَانْقِطَاعٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. Whenever a believing man is on the course of undertaking the journey of the next world, wherein he is departing from the dunya and he is now traveling to the next world. Whenever he is in that condition, he is about to leave the dunya, nazalat ilayhi al-malaika. Then the angels descend for him. Ka'anna ala wujuhihim ash-shams. These angels who come at the time who surround your deathbed, he alayhi salam said, they are so radiant, they are so light-faced, as though sun is shining on their faces. Ka'anna ala wujuhihim ash-shams. Goya unke chehron pe surat chamak raha hai. Aise nurani farishte us waqt wahan hote hain. وہاں تشریف لاتے ہیں. معهم كفن من اكفان الجنه. Now dear, I want you to listen attentively, because this is now the journey of your soul is going to begin. The journey of your soul will now begin in a bit. So before your soul is extracted, for a believer, it's now your jannat story and dream has started. So you see these hundreds of angels surrounding you. All right. Hundreds of angels. They're all very light-faced and white and nurani-faced angels. And ma'ahum kafanum min akfanil jannah. What they have in their hands is a kafan of Jannah. Not this, of course, made in Bangladesh. Okay. They have kafan made that comes from Jannah. Now what is this kafan for? This is to collect his ruh. This is to collect his ruh in this kafan. All right. So they bring kafan of Jannah with them. وَمَعَهُمْ وَحُنُوتٌ مِّنْ حُنُوتِ الْجَنَّةِ. And they have a very special fragrance of Jannah with them. خُشْبُو لَكَرْ اور رُمَان لَكَرْ دونوں چیزیں لے کر آئے ہیں. Hatta yajlis inda ra'sihi, until malakul maut comes and he sits next to his head. Fayaqul, now the surgery begins. The surgeon Israel alayhi salatu wa salam is there now. He sat next to his head and he says, ayyatuhan nafsu tayyiba, oh the very nice soul, oh the very pure soul, oh the pious soul. اے پاکیزہ روح یا ایتوہ النفس یا ایتوہ النفس الطیبہ اخرجی الی مغفرت من اللہ ورضوان. We're not taking you to an alien place. We are only taking you towards the مغفرت of Allah and His pleasure. In other words, you don't need to worry. Your forgiveness has already been granted. You have been granted forgiveness. Pleasure of Allah has already been endorsed. So let's just go. أيتها النفس الطيبة أخرجي إلى مغفرة من الله ورضواني. We are now going to take you, come out, okay, submit your ruh, submit your life, and we will take you towards the forgiveness of Allah and His pleasure. قال فتخرج تسيل كما تسيل القطرة من في السقاء. Immediately the soul, he submits his soul to them, to the angel, to Malakul Maut,
and that ruh is taken out as easily as flow of water from a container. Kisi mashkize ko agar ulta kiya jaye to usme se jis tarike par aasani se pani nikal aata hai, pani ki tarah iski ruh nikal aati hai. Now he's dead. Remember, he's dead. I would like you to know that first thing happens is your ruh is taken out from your feet. So your feet go numb and totally dead. Even before they go a bit cold and everything, as your blood circulation slows down, so your body now begins to pack up and there is, you know, flow of blood has slowed down and everything anyhow. But once the ruh is completely taken out from your feet, so your feet are now dead. Next is your shin, and they are dead. Your knees are dead. So now these limbs, you will not be able to yourself to be able now to lift them. There is no life in them. Slowly your waist, chest. As the ruh now is somewhere around your throat, this is where sometimes with some people you can hear the rattling noise. It's called the rattle of death. वो रूह जो है वो यहां आकर कहीं अटक कर आवाज पैदा करती है, उस आवाज को कहा जाता है रैटल ऑफ डेथ. उसे कहते हैं मौत का गरगरा, उसे कहते हैं मौत का गरगरा. जस्ट लाइक यू नो यू मेक गरगरा वोट गरगरा, इन द सेम वे समवेयर इन दैट एरिया व्हेन द रूह रीचेस दैट पॉइंट समटाइम्स सम पेशेंट्स जी विल ऑल्सो मेक दैट नॉइज, रैटलिंग नॉइज. It is from this point that the doors of forgiveness are closed now. Because now you have already seen everything. Angel of death, you have already now, your operation of death has already started. Doors of forgiveness are now closed. Tawbatul abdi, inna Allah yaqbalu tawbatul abdi ma lam yughargir. Allah will continue to accept the repentance of any believer until the rattling of his roe in his throat. Until the rattling noise. In other words, until your roe reaches up to the chest area. And then finally it will make its way out from the nostrils of your nose. This is where it's going to leave you. Hadith continues to say that as soon as your ruh comes out, the angel will collect that ruh in this coffin of Jannah that they have brought with them. Hadith says that when they collect that ruh, the ruh gives out an amidst such good fragrance that nobody has ever perceived such a smell in the dunya. Nobody else can feel and perceive. But in that spiritual world that Allah has turned everybody blind from and deaf from, in the spiritual world, the ruh gives out, not the handkerchief, the ruh itself, the ruh gives out an amazing fragrance and good smell. Hadith says immediately it's wrapped in the coffin. And as soon as Israel alayhi salam has collected, the other angels will not even leave it in his hands for a second. That another angel will want to quickly get hold of that coffin as his own personal pleasure, as a way of attaining blessings. And it says that it doesn't remain in anybody's hand, in any single angel's hand for too long. Immediately another angel will collect it. Immediately another angel will collect it. So much so that all these angels now in this large group will take his ruh in the coffin to the first heaven. As he goes and travels to the first heaven, the rest of the angels can perceive the fragrance. So they ask the angels that, who have you got with you? Whose ruh are you bringing? That there is such a nice smell. Hadith says this. So the angels say that this is the ruh of so and so, whose father's name is so and so, and whose grandfather's is, with all the good qualities and titles that he was called by in the dunya. Hafiz, Alim, Qari, Sheikh, Farhad, Khan, Pathan, all these big titles. He's mentioned.
And he says, not even for a second, every time, wherever he goes, the doors of the heavens are immediately open even before he reaches the point. Long hadith, cutting it short. Up to the heavens, all above the heavens, right in the bargah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the court of Allah. Okay. Allah says, as soon as the ruh reaches Allah's court, Allah says, Uktubu abdi fi illiyin. Go and transfer his ruh into illiyin. Illiyin is a very special place above the seventh heaven, where the ruhs and the souls of only the very good men and believers are kept. So his ruh is saved in that area. This is the short journey that I'm just quickly telling you, that this is about the ruh. What about how will the people in the dunya, who are around him in the physical world, how are they going to deal with him? That we are going to speak about, inshallah, next week. That now ruh has departed, how should the people in the house now treat this body? That, inshallah, we shall be discussing next week. Any quick question before Azan? Only subject related, please. You will give Azan today. Yes. Tafaddal. Sorry, forgot your name. Yusuf. Tafaddal Yusuf.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Important announcement, boys, especially young men, this Sunday. This Sunday after Zuhur Namaz here at Masjid Umar, we have arranged Sheikh Abdul Jabbar to come along. He's a great speaker. And I would like you all to attend this very special event. Zuhur Salat here, inshallah, 1:30, straight after Zuhur Salat on Sunday. Please also transmit this message to others as well.
خيال الصلاة خيال الفلاح خيال الفلاح
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. القارعة ما القارعة، وما أدراك ما القارعة، يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث، وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش، فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية، وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية. وما أدراك ما هي؟ نار حامية. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر، كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون، كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين، لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين، ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.